Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And the actor Jeremy Piven is going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right, Cubs fans, you guys ready to stretch it out?
I'm a Jewish journeyman actor from Chicago, so I went in and auditioned to play George on Seinfeld, got the role, had never seen the show.
This is Michael Barth, another George.
Hey, yeah, well, what are we looking at here? I mean, is this guy like a real loser?
No, not a loser.
A man gave me a massage.
So?
He had his hands, you know, and he was,
He was what?
He was, you know, he was touching and rubbing.
That's a massage.
I think it moved.
I got PCU. I got a lead in a movie.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Gutter, but there actually was music recorded before 1989. What is this? You're going to wear this to the show. You're going to wear the shirt of the band you're going to go see. Don't be that guy.
Michael Mann film.
Michael Mann, the director, is from Chicago. He's got a hardcore Chicago accent. He looked at me and goes, that was good. Do that again. One more time. Dr. Bob, let's go.
Can you rest for a while?
6-7 hours.
That's it?
That's it. Take off your shirt.
What?
Take off your shirt.
My daughter gave it to me for $5.
I don't give a who gave it to you. Take it off.
Luke Wilson, Will Ferrell, and Vince Vaughn. Old school.
Beanie, you remember Cheese, Rodney's kid brother?
Actually, my name isn't Cheese anymore. It's Gordon Pritchard.
Oh, yeah. Cheese. Yeah. Didn't we lock you in a dumpster one time?
I got out.
Cool, man.
My mom told me not to do Entourage.
What? How can you listen to anything she says to you now? I mean, she told you not to do the biggest show of your career?
Give me something good, Lloyd.
Lloyd!
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 No one mentioned Richard Roper again. Not today, not ever.
The next person to mention Richard Roper will be fired. And Lloyd, you will also be fired if you don't answer phone!
Spiegel and Holmes.
You want to hug it out?
No, not really.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
Afternoons on the Score.
It is our pleasure to have Jeremy Piven in studio. The Vic Theater, Friday night. Two shows?
Just added a second show. Because I'm going to be filming my special. And all roads lead to the Vic Theater. And I wouldn't film it anywhere else. I had to film it in Chicago.
And the Vic is awesome.
Beautiful theater. Brilliant theater. There isn't a bad seat in the house, so don't be discouraged when you see the VIP are taken. Every seat has a great view, so you know it's intimate, even though it's 1,000 seats. So it's great. I can't wait to do it. And you know, I've been a little bit under the radar with my stand-up, not posting a ton of clips, but now it's time to just reveal it all.
The cool thing about the Vic is how high those levels are,
yeah.
And it's intimate, it's tight. So even yeah. when you're up in those extra balconies, you feel right on top of the action.
Yeah, so don't think that just because you're in the balcony, you're going to have a bad seat. It's going to be great.
This tour that you're going on is pretty incredible. All the places that you're going to go, the fact that you're even doing stand-up, what goes into making that choice? Because you've clearly had an incredible career when it comes to being on stage, television, movies.
Well, it's funny because it'll probably look like I was clairvoyant because, you know, it's interesting, you know, where every lane is changing. We saw music change when suddenly, like, wait a minute, the artists aren't getting the money. Who's getting the money? Spotify dude. Oh, shit. Okay. They're going to go on the road. Okay, great. And you know, after COVID, well, are they going to go back to theaters? What's going on? And so it takes a lot to a lot of gatekeepers to make a film or a TV show. And, you know, I'm just a stage actor from Evanston who started on stage when I was 8 years old and did 40 movies before Entourage, won the Fresh Face of the Year award at 40 years old. So, you know, and I said, there's nothing fresh about my face. So, you know, I just grind. It's hard to beat a guy who doesn't give up. I've done over 80 movies. And, you know, I don't want to say too much just because it's not worth it. And maybe someday I will. But, you know, I think what I love about sports is sports makes sense to me. No matter what happens to a guy's career, they're going to go, you know what, man? You can get on that field and you can prove yourself. And if you prove yourself, it erases everything. And that's so pure, and I love that.
That's awesome.
And I wish there was more of that in the arts, to be honest with you. Because you know, I'm very delusional. I'm very, you know, and that's one of my superpowers. Growing up on stage my whole life, I feel like, you know, well, I'll try anything. And I've logged over 10,000 hours and I, you know, feel like there isn't a role that I can't do. But that doesn't seem to be a variable anymore. What I talk about, I don't want to give away my hour, but one of the things that's so curious about, you know, Hollywood is that the highest paid actor, The Rock, has never taken an acting class. And, you know, I've been studying since I was a child and I'm a half a century into my career. And, you know, I'm very self-deprecating, call myself bitter and all that stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a little bitter. I got to be honest.
Actually, to be honest with you, brother, I'm not at all. And this is what I was afraid to do, and I'm going to do it anyway. My job is to make people laugh, and a guy who's really bitter up there, and the payoff is huge in that bit. And, speaking of people in the back row, I hit the people in the back row right off the top. If I was bitter, I wouldn't be here. If I was bitter, I wouldn't be handing out flyers. I'm handing out flyers. Okay, that's what I do.
You're hustling.
I'm hustling. And I've never stopped hustling. And if I was bitter, I would be a slave to my ego and I wouldn't do all these things. But I think it's funny to embrace the idea of that and lean into that.
Because that's very human. Everybody can relate to that.
Listen, we can't compare ourselves to anyone. The Rock is a elite level schmoozer. Elite. He is a gold medal winner.
He's pretty funny. Is he funny as an actor? He seems... He's
See?
Got troubles.
Funny. Name your favorite Rock performance.
I can't. I really can't.
No, please. I'll wait. Okay, so anyway, so what I'm saying is this, and you know, there will be more to come, and bless him. And I'm not taking a shot at the guy. The guy is as successful as they come. They should study him. He is a brilliant businessman, brilliant. Mm. And he, you know, he's a part of owning the XFL, and he puts the boots on, and he jumps off the top rope, and he's adorable, and he's you know, I don't know why I'm talking about him. Let's move on.
With that HBO one, yeah, where he played the super agent.
Exactly.
He was a former team.
Ballers.
Ballers, yeah. Mm-hmm, yes. He reminded me a lot of The Rock in that one. Did he remind you of The Rock?
I mean, there's a couple of movies where I'm like, oh, thank God he's not The Rock in this movie.
Yeah,
My real point was, you know, listen, people connect to great stories, and people want to see great stories again. And I think the reason why Anora won the Academy Award is like, man, this is a great story. Oh, it's so different. And it's told really well, man. And they showed them some love. And I think when you give people the same kind of karaoke version of a film you've already seen, mm-hmm. they're done with it. And, you know, you can put $65 million into an ad campaign, but they're like, I've already seen that. So they're not going to the movies. So we can do better. I spent 15 years making a movie that I finished that'll be out this year. That's the best work of my life. It's called The Performance. My mother, who passed away a couple months ago, gave me The Performance as a short story out of The New Yorker. I had my sister adapt and direct it.
Wow.
And it's the best work of my life. And it's taken me a very long time to realize that I need to make my own projects because, you know, no one's going to get you as much as you get yourself and what you do. But it's easier said than done. It took me 15 years to get the money. You know what I mean? So nothing makes sense. You can't expect it to make sense. No one cares. Shut up. Work harder.
So that's what stand-up is. You get to be completely in charge.
Absolutely.
That's the allure. Is that the allure of it for you?
Well, it's total and absolute freedom. And it makes sense. You hunt and kill your own food. I have to go out and hand out flyers and say, and go on the radio and TV and go, guys, I'm here. And then I fill it up and then I eat. There's no like theory. Well, oh, wow, he was really great in the Tooth Fairy. And I think it made this amount of money. So let's give him this again. Well, I don't know if that's going to work. You know what I mean? There's none of that. It's real. I'm either funny or I'm not. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who I am.
That's the sports connection.
They may give me a courtesy giggle. Oh my God, isn't he the guy from, yeah, okay. And then it's game on and I got to crush. And I have to crush in real time and I love it.
Jeremy Piven is here in studio with us hanging out on the Spiegel and Holmes show. So Jeremy, Spiegs' mom taught music. He ends up being a musician. Mm. My parents were 72 combined years working in CPS. I eventually found my way back into a classroom, but not without fighting against it. Considering the history of your family and the legacy of acting and putting together shows that they've done, was there ever a point where you said, you know, I want to push against this and do something different? Or did you say, you know what, the family business is great. Here's my take on it.
Great question. I'll tell you exactly how it went down. This is either going to be really interesting or boring as hell.
For those who don't know, just the Piven Theater Workshop that your parents founded in Evanston, yeah. The Cusacks, John and Joan, and Aidan Quinn. Who else? Hope Davis. Like a ton of people came through there. And obviously,
yeah.
You.
And you know what's so interesting is they, I jumped up on stage when I was 8 with them. And, I really didn't have any perspective. I thought, well, every kid has a family that does theater. And no, seriously. And you jump up on stage and you do improv and you take great works of art and you butcher them. And they empowered us with the knowledge that we're enough. They always said, you're enough. Don't forget, you're enough. And you got up there and I'm like, I'm enough. I don't even know who I am, but I guess I'm enough. And so I was like, confident and making people laugh. I had no idea what I was doing. And that's why you saw Cusack blow up at 16, you know, and start doing leads in film. The only training he got was from my parents. And that's real. That's real, what I just said. You may have never read about it. You may have never heard about it, but that's real. And, you know, and also it's good to give back to these people, to the mentors in your life, our parents. It's good while they're alive to say, man, you meant everything to me. Not wait until they're on their deathbed. And my mom passed away a couple months ago, and I got to spend every moment with her, and it was incredible. So to answer your question, my whole life, I thought I was going to be a football player. I thought I was going to be a 5'9". You know, Jewish football player, which doesn't exist.
Hey, those VHS of you as a wild kid back in the day, Jeremy.
Bronco Nagurski Jewish? I don't think Bronco is.
No,
Jewish.
But Julian Edelman. I'm Julian Edelman's size. But you know, you need. Listen, he's you know one of those guys where it took someone like Belichick, before he, you know, I think that's a clone. I don't think that's actually Belichick.
Oh, really?
There's no way that's Belichick. I mean, think about it. Talk to Julian or any of these guys. His whole credo was no distractions. Stick to the script. You know,
do your job.
Yeah, that's it. Don't create any distractions. Now he's on a festival. He's the grand poobah of distractions.
Well, there's a theory that this is what happened to him when he didn't have the football to control. That all of a sudden he had no purpose and was rudderless. And this person came into his life and took control.
I'm sorry. Hold on one second, brother. Yeah, Belichick's girlfriend said I can't answer that.
But doesn't that psychologically
make
sense? Good
night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Enjoy the veal.
Friday at the Vic. Jeremy
Friday
Kevin.
At the Vic. Second show just added. Suck it.
Well, yeah.
That's actually really funny. I should incorporate that.
You should.
Throw it in.
You should. Yeah, just every once in a while. Like, oh, I'm not allowed to talk
callbacks. You know, someone asks a question, you know. Where are you from? Sorry, Belichick's girlfriend said I can't answer that. I would love to, but.
All right, so you thought you were going to be a 5'9 football player. It didn't happen.
I was playing at Evanston. I'm one of the only white boys on the team. You guys know Evanston is stacked, always has been. And by the way, I unpack all of this. I unpack everything on stage. I let it all go, and it's an honor to do that. But I was always on stage performing, but at the same time, I was like, man, I really love football. The reality is I was a fullback, and they didn't allow white boys in the backfield because we were so stacked. They were like, get your white ass out of here. They put me on the line. I was 100.
No!
Yeah. I was 172-pound offensive guard. And by the way, you know, you're playing Loyola, and these guys are 275 pounds.
Yeah, man.
And so I'm literally digging in and bouncing off of these guys.
Not for nothing. You know who's good at football? The Rock is actually pretty good at football.
Wow. Hey, why don't you ask Warren Sapp how good he is? The guy that started in front of him.
There we go.
I know too much,
yeah,
brother.
You do.
I know too much.
Just testing.
Listen, the reality is that guy is a grinder. He The Rock will always find a way to win.
It's my fault.
Do you know what I mean?
Back.
Why you gotta poke the bear, man?
Know,
we're hanging out with Jeremy Piven. He's telling us stories.
You guys should interview Warren Sapp about The Rock.
We should actually. Have you ever asked Warren Sapp about The Rock?
I don't think I have.
Talked to him once or
twice. I've talked to a couple other people about him.
All right, so you mentioned Cusack. How does it feel when you are, how old are you, 15, 16, and he and Joan are in 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Joan with the dental headgear.
How
does it feel when they're blowing up and you're not just yet?
I'm not just saying this. I swear to you, I was so proud of them. And I would go to Cusack's premieres, and you know, I'm playing football for the Wildcats, and I'm living my dream. And he and I are acting together, you know, on stage. And then we started a theater company together called New Criminals. And you know, people maybe from Chicago remember us from that. And I couldn't be more proud of him. Now, I don't know if because I grew up in a house where my parents were so happy for the success of all their students, so I got to witness intrinsically that another person's success won't take away from your own, which is the best lesson in life. And also, I remember a buddy of mine said to me, man, you must be so jealous of Cusack. I'd be like, why? He's so good. He deserves it. And he was crushing it. And so,
that came back around for you. How beautiful is that, right?
It is beautiful. And by the way, not everyone shares that ideology, and it used to hurt, but you got to grow up and you got to realize to not take anything personally. Nothing. Because you don't know where someone else is coming from. They've got, you know, buried trauma, pain, whatever. It has nothing to do with you. You can't look for people to be happy for you. You just, you know what I mean? You can't.
How hard of a lesson was that for you? Because you had done all the stuff and you did the grind and you've been on stage and you've been in movies. How hard was it when you recognized that there were people who weren't as happy for you maybe as you were for them?
You know, that's one of the great lessons of life is you know, and it takes us a long time, man. I'm not a kid anymore. It took me a really long time to let it go. And we all have to let it go. Like, man, because once you do that, if you hold on to stuff, you know, anger is a punishment you give yourself for something someone else did. kind of like burning your Tesla. Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Enjoy the veal.
He's just building
man,
bits.
I've got bangers. Burning your Tesla is like a lesbian burning her dildo. What are you going to ride? Don't burn it. That's your ride. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
listen, everyone wants their first responders to look. I want my first responder to look like me. I don't want my first responder to look like me. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want some out-of-work Jewish actor coming at me with his headshot trying to save me.
No.
I want an Irish alcoholic, 270-pound, 30-year vet, put me over his shoulder, throw me down, go home, get hammered, and wake up naked on a stove. Good night, everyone!
There we go.
Jeremy-Piven.com,
by the
way.
Can I say all these things on the radio?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no. Some of them, no.
We
have safeguards for a lot of this
I'm
stuff.
I'm looking at your producers and they're panicking.
No.
See, Tanny's smiling. Especially when you said the Irish thing.
Yeah,
he was all
right
about that.
And the 270-pound, 30-year vet. Like, all of that just spoke directly to him.
I love it.
We got more to do with Jeremy. Can you mention Cusack. In Say Anything, there's a moment when you guys are all hanging out at the Gas and Sip,
yes,
giving him advice, and Cusack finally says this.
You guys know so much about women. How come you're here at, like, a Gas and Sip on a Saturday night, completely alone, drinking beers, no women anywhere?
By choice, man.
That's yeah, right, man. It's a conscious choice. It's a choice, man.
I don't know how long ago that is, but that has never left my head.
It's a million years ago. And you know what's so interesting about that is I remember auditioning for that. We were kids. I auditioned for it across the street from the Wiener Circle. There's a McDonald's, and there's a little playground in the McDonald's. And I auditioned for it, and we just all the guys that are in that scene, our buddy Spoonie and Pat, we all just, like, we were out of our minds, and we were burning a Vespa, and it was on fire as we're auditioning. We just, like, we would do the craziest stuff, man. And yeah, and you know, that was amazing. I ended up doing about 9 movies with him, and he and I were you know best friends, and like, and we were on shorthand creatively together. So you know, when it came time for Gross Point Blank or Say Anything, whatever, we're just, you know, we could just bang it out, and let's say I wouldn't have any lines, he and I could go back and forth, you know, 10 years, all that stuff. That's a complete improvised rant.
Oh, I didn't realize
I had no lines. It was just a rant. And he and I could crush it together.
That's awesome. All right, and directors fell in love with you. That's Cameron Crowe. And then Cameron Crowe does Singles with you. And I've never forgotten this moment when Campbell Scott is in the, you're the cashier, and he's checking out with a lot of pregnancy tests, but you want him to keep raging.
You know how much homework I missed because of you? I loved your radio show. That was the best. You're the only man I know who could mix up Elvis Costello and Public Enemy. What's so funny about peace, 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 love and under, peace, 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 death row, what does a brother understand, peace, 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 understand, peace, peace, you're the best, man, you are the king, you are the king.
I mean...
Well, here's the reality of that. The reality of that is there wasn't even a... Oh, there was one written, the only thing that was written in that scene was... you may be busy at the very end.
Yeah.
Or you're the DJ from... And so there was an opening and then a button to the scene. But he called me in, Cameron, and he said, listen, we need some comedy. Can you film this? We'll film it on our lunch break. It was like this, you know, we have no time, but we'll just hit you on a lunch break. You just freestyle and you're the checkout guy. And so, you know, you make scale. So you make about $270 for the day. You know what I mean? Cab fare. And you're in a movie. And I get to, like, improvise, and that was my life. I was, you know, I still am a journeyman actor, you know, and that's what led me ultimately to Entourage. But I didn't do Entourage till I was 37 years old. So it took me 30 years of acting to break through. So it's just a matter of just not giving up. But I talk about all this on stage, and the thing that's so great about stand-up is I can recreate playing the gay Versace salesman in Rush Hour.
We brought that up earlier today. It was
so
one of the things
I literally tell you, I reenact that entire scene in which Mike Tyson wandered onto the set and they panicked, and I stayed in character, and I'm gayer than anyone.
Here, we got it. I think we got a little piece.
You got the mochaccino face, wonderful skin, and the big, broad shoulders. Okay?
Let's put a dead animal on you.
Croc skin. Buttercream. What size is the waist? Let's go in.
What size is it? No, that's literally the only line I had was, may I help you? Again, got scale. I got a few hundred bucks. Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker each got $20 million. I'm not bitter. Maybe I am. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
It's up to you, man. It's up to you.
No. Because the reality is, man, that's, you know, these are opportunities. You know, you have to make the most of these opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't wish for what you don't have. Then you're going to be coming from lack. Your vibration will be low. You know what I mean? You just got to be grateful. This is the worst TED Talk ever. I apologize.
No, this is a really good one.
Listen, Jeremy, I can't let you out of here before we talk about the performance, because a lot of people are talking about this as a big deal. Like, this is people who have screened it, folks who have seen, say that this is your masterpiece. This is your magnum opus here.
It is.
What went into making the choice of this? Because I'm speculating, it seems like a very personal project from a historical standpoint for you and your family. What made you say, I want to do this?
My mom gave me the short story and I read it and I was just so blown away. And I just thought, oh my God, if we could pull this off, it'll just be an example of the power of storytelling. Like, you know, I play a Jewish tap dancer that hides his identity and dances for Hitler in 1937. We're living in times where there's confusion, misinformation about Jews. Suddenly I'm a Jew, but I'm responsible for, you know, politics in the Middle East. It's like, you know, so there's, and also a lot of people don't know history, but this is one of those beautiful stories that I related to the character. It's funny. People are like, you know, you're Ari Gold. I'm like, well, actually, Ari Gold is Ari Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother. Uh-huh. He exists. He really is Mark Wahlberg's agent. That is Ari Gold. And I played him. And I'm honored that I won 3 straight Emmys. Who's counting me? And Ari exists. And Ari owns everything. He owns the UFC, the WWE, IMG, you know, maybe the CIA, every 3-letter word. We don't know. No, not the CIA.
As far as we know.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot where I was now. I went on a rant.
The performance.
The performance. Thank you for bringing me back. The performance is the best work of my life. And I just knew if we could pull this off, and it took me 10 years to find the money, because indie films that are period pieces are a lot of money. And I just kept tap dancing until I kept hearing no, and I kept my character is a tap dancer. It's an example of how delusional I am. I didn't even think twice about, oh, I don't tap dance. I went, oh, okay, I'm going to learn how to tap dance. I immediately started studying with a guy named Jared Grimes, New York guy. He's the Michael Jordan of tap. He's genius. And he had a lot of patience with me. And he choreographed our movie, and my sister directed the hell out of it. And when it comes out this year, I'll be back.
Please.
And we'll talk about it. I just can't wait for people to see it, because I want to be an example of, like, you know, not giving up, because I could have given up many times, many, many, many times, but I just, you can't do it.
Can't do it.
No.
And you're not going to give up at throwing a first pitch at Wrigley, even though Saturdays
were really poorly. That was humiliating.
It was tough. Jeremy threw out the first pitch and it bounced. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what, this is not an excuse, but I'll break it down, because look, we could pull up others that I've never bounced.
Oh, you've done it before many times.
Yeah. I even just did it, you know, for the Oregon Ducks. I mean, like that. The Cubs strike. So and nothing. Listen, Justin Turner, bless him. He overcoached me. I'm not gonna lie. and he overcoached me. He was saying, throw this arm back, throw it down. Your fingers over the seam. And you know, Ian Happ is like, look, they're my heroes. I had so much going on in my brain that I blew it. And by the way, the entire stadium gasped, and then they groaned, and it was an epic fail. Epic.
Well.
But I'm going to, listen, I need a win right now, guys.
Yeah.
I need a win.
But you've bombed before. Sometimes you bomb, and then you come back, right?
Yeah. In front of 27,000 people, it's rough. You know what I mean?
You're going to win this weekend at the Vic.
Yes.
And when the performance comes out, I think that you're going to win a lot, Jeremy.
You know what you've done in this appearance here on The Score, Jeremy Piven? You've shown people what they can expect when they come to see you on Friday night at the Vic Theater. So, second show added.
Second show added. I do impressions. You know, I do impressions you would never see coming.
Really?
Everyone from Stallone to Owen Wilson to Tyson, you know, I mix it all up, and you're not going to see it coming. Listen, people come up to me afterwards, and they go, we didn't know you were this funny, which is, at first it was a little offensive, but then I realized, oh my God, what a great compliment. After 174 movies.
Jeremy Piven is going to be at the Vic Theater. Two shows Friday night. It's going to be epic. The performance is coming out soon. And just read about it a little bit. If you read about it, you will be intrigued at what he is doing with this movie. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the time.
Come on out for a laugh. If they mention the score, let's give them a free meet and greet. All you have to do is mention the score at Will Call, and I'll tell them now. And so you don't have to, don't worry about VIP, save your money.
How about that?
Buy some hot dogs at Wrigley Field, live the dream, and then we'll go hug it out.
Going to hug it out with Jeremy Piven. Thank you so much, sir, for your time.
Thank you guys for having me.
We need to take a break and catch up on a lot of stuff, but damn it, it was worth it. Back after this on The Score. You.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot going on here.
There is, and we've got to figure out a way to get ourselves back on track and on time after the tornado that was Jeremy Piven. He came and hung out in the studio, and it was amazing. Go see his show at the Vic on Friday. He's got two shows. And he said, if you say that you heard about it on The Score, you get a pick.
You get a free meet and greet.
How about that?
And he did some meets and greets
in the hallway.
Now.
in the hallway and downstairs for sure.
I'm sure he did. The real hero of that interview, though, is Alex Kuhn for getting him the pineapple that he got him at the Amazon store downstairs, because Jeremy said the pineapple really kind of regenerated his entire day.
Yeah, he's been doing interviews all day.
He has.
Early in the morning. I can only imagine not eating all day.
He's not bitter, though. Don't tell him he's bitter.
Don't mention The Rock again, please.
Were you guys a little worried at the beginning with the bitter and The Rock stuff?
I was worried for the whole thing, but I was more so worried. Alex, did we have an injury there, Alex, when we were bringing in Mr. Piven to the studio? Uh-oh. Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, I got
his finger on the door.
Caught in the sliding door. Yeah.
So now we're trying to make sure he doesn't bleed out.
It's
and that
something
Band-Aids.
Less than a flesh wound, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully I don't have to get a tetanus shot.
You're not going to need stitches, but it's not fun.
If you go down, we'll just grab a Tyler. We don't care which one.
Well,
next Tyler up. That's what we always say around here.
I saw Baby T earlier today walking the hallway. So
he's here.
I got Tyler Buterbaugh on Sunday for hit and run. Just found out Sean Sears is ducking me, apparently.
He's done with you. Huh?
He's not ducking you. He just has that new haircut. You don't realize it's him.
Unbelievable haircut for Sean Sears.
You kept calling him Helper during the last episode of Hit and Run.
Hey, Helper.
All right, we need to take a break. The Bears talked. We're going to let you hear from them next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Counsell.
When I'm on sports talk radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on The Score.
Body language is a huge thing. Demeanor, we don't want to be a palms-up team where we're questioning every... No. That's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
Glad that you were hanging out with the Spiegel and Holmes show. It's been quite a show today. Like, the pivot that we've done today.
The pivot to Piven.
Well,
the Piven pivot.
There's two pivots here.
It's been a lot of pivots.
Where we go from Nico Horner and talking about pizza with him to then having a very serious discussion about private money for public enterprise.
And then
talking with Cam Buckner. And that whole interview was a pivot where we did very serious stuff and then stupid, goofy stuff with him at the end of it.
Yep.
And then Jeremy Piven walks in.
Yeah. We got our pair of shuts on with Cam Buckner there.
He said pair of shuts, the guy from Channel 32. Yeah. Tanny got a little nervous.
Like, we can't have him nervous after the Piven survival. Yeah. You know? Not the Piven revival.
I need some pineapple now. I'm going crazy.
I think I'm going crazy.
Just don't make Alex do it or else I'll trap his finger in the sliding door again.
There's some left right there.
There is.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, we should eBay. Auction that off.
We should clone Piven. There we go.
We have Bears sound. They spoke today at the minicamp.
Yeah, mandatory minicamp is going on at Hallis Hall. And don't worry, tomorrow's show will be filled with more coverage of mandatory minicamp. But there were a couple things that needed to be discussed. Remember how when Ben Johnson brought up the body language thing?
Oh, yes.
That we, as a show, were like, well, wait a minute now. The quarterback wasn't the only person out there who was having some body language issues if you wanted to put a reel together.
And then was it Patrick Finley who said, how does that body language relate to DJ Moore? Asked him about that on point.
Finley was on it last week. It was great. Here's DJ Moore talking about body language and leadership.
We asked Coach Johnson last week about what he has said to you about body language.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the discussions you guys had about it?
Just don't do it. Just keep it inside. We talk about it later. And just don't put it on film. Don't put it on TV. So you guys can't run with it. So that's how it is.
How does that show up during the spring, though, when there aren't games, there aren't cameras and all of that? Like, how is body language being emphasized in the practice field?
Be honest right now, and then we ain't going to talk about it. I did it once, and then it nipped it in the butt, and it's never happened again.
How would you describe playing for Ben with the little time that you've had with him through the spring?
It's fun. But intense. A lot of hard work goes into it, and you got to be on your P's and Q's, and you got to know the playbook.
How was it nipped in the bud?
How was it?
Yeah.
I just said I ain't going to do it again.
Jay, talking about that intensity from Coach Johnson, we've seen it, we've heard about it a little bit. As good as you've been in this league throughout your career, respectfully, you've never been around like a winning culture and organization for any extended period of time. How do you take his intense coaching without like entrusted is taking you where you want to go and not just like, this is getting on my nerve?
I don't think it get on your nerves. It's just more like, dang, you got to look at deep down in yourself and be like, did I really mess up? Did I execute the play at the highest level that I can? Was I slacking or was it perfect? So that's what he wants, perfection. But we know we all can't be perfect every play. So just being as close as we can is the best thing.
He's known as an offensive innovator. Like, how challenging is this offense to learn compared to maybe others that you've had to learn over the years?
I mean, it's not hard unless you're not studying. If you're studying and being on your stuff and knowing different spots, you'd be okay.
Do you think the intensity is something that the locker room needed, this roster needed, a coach like that?
Yeah, to shake things up, keep everybody motivated and going. You never know what you get the next day, and then that's always a question of what we got, and you always got to be ready.
What do you see of Caleb now as he enters year two in the league?
A lot of growth. You can tell he's on his A game every day because I know he probably gets it the most out of everybody because he's the quarterback and he wants to be perfect in himself, and then the staff wants him to be perfect to lead his offense.
In what ways do you see growth?
Just taking control of the huddle, knowing his playbook, and just being a leader that he is at the quarterback spot.
Woo! That is some meaty stuff from DJ Moore.
What are you hearing there, Speed?
Multiple levels. Well, that stuff there at the end is exciting about Caleb. Just a quick answer. Like, yeah, I see the growth, and he's taking control of the huddle and everything.
And it matches what everyone else has said about him and leadership and being there early, staying late, getting in on all of this stuff.
Absolutely. But the first part about body language, that's headline stuff. Locally, I don't know if it's going to be nationally, but DJ Moore telling you – He said, I'm going to be honest about it, and then we won't talk about it after that. It happened one time. So he's talking about what? When he walked off the field, right? The play where he walked off the field? I would assume that's what he's talking about, unless it happened more than once.
I would argue with DJ that it happened more than once.
Well, the one he's copping to, whichever one that is, at least he's copping to it.
Sure.
And saying out loud, now we were told not to do it, not to let you guys run with it. Okay, so great. So the media is the enemy. That's fine. That's cool. You want to let the media be the enemy? Whatever it takes. But I'm glad that he was called to the carpet by Ben Johnson and is okay saying, yay, we're not going to do it.
In the year previous, if we go back to the 2023 season, we didn't see him be demonstrative on the field. And we all know that the Bears offense the year before also wasn't great. We didn't see that. Last season, we saw him be demonstrative when things weren't going well. And maybe that is a byproduct of you sign this extension, you know how important you are to the offense, you want to be important to the offense. So maybe you do get frustrated and you show it in a way that you're not used to. I love Herb Howard's question of being like, yeah, you've done a lot of stuff, but you've never really won. And what's it like to have a coach come in who's coming in having done some winning? Like, all of that stuff, I'm glad that it was followed up on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to give DJ more grace because I think he's a really good football player. And I don't think that anything that he was doing was like, I need to show up or blah, blah. I think there's a lot that you could say is like, maybe that's why he's acting out of the character that we've seen for the previous 5 years going into it.
I'm really glad you brought the context of before last year into it. And yes, he got paid. That's one data point. The other is that they drafted a quarterback and handed the keys to him. Mm-hmm. And remember the whole, we're going to do it the Caleb way, and that's that. About certain routes, I think Justin Fields was a lot more deferential to DJ Moore. And now Caleb is like, was last year was trying to tell him that way. Well, now it's Ben's way. And it's
everyone can agree on that.
Everyone can agree on that and that it deserves to be Ben's way. And Caleb is an extension of Ben. And he said that towards the end, like, we know he's getting it the most. So, yeah, man, growth sounds like an opportunity for growth from DJ Moore. And that's cool. Love it.
I hope that that is the case. And we get back to him being the crazy rack machine that he was before. And that this, and he's right. This is a competitive offense and there's going to be a lot of people. And I wonder how, like, the drafting of Luther Burden, like, how did that hit you?
You bet.
You know,
you got a lot of stuff now that's going to be pushing him. So, I mean, but that's the way they want it. That's the way they said that they want it. I'm cool with all of that response from DJ Moore about a bunch of topics there.
There's a lot of competition, and now there's competition at the tight end position as well. This is what Cole Kmet had to say about the Bears picking up Colson Loveland.
Well, I don't know if I've been asked to, like, mentor per se, but I still got things that I got to work on and I got to achieve. You know, I think, like, when I was a rookie, we had Jimmy here, and Jimmy was like 32 or 33 at the time. And I don't know if I should say this publicly, but he probably wouldn't have said it then, but probably on the back end of his career at that point. And I don't necessarily feel like I'm at that stage of my career yet. So maybe a little different in that regard. But that being said, you know, getting to know Colson's been great so far, and I want to give him as much knowledge as I can and, you know, give him all the things that I've learned and get him up to pace as soon and as quickly as possible so that he can go out there and be the best football player that he can be this year and going forward. And I'm excited about that. And it's been awesome to get to know him here these past few weeks since he's been drafted. And I think he's going to fit just fine in our room and in the offense as well.
What are your thoughts when the team drafts somebody at tight end at number 10 overall?
Yeah, I think at first, like, you're taken back a little bit. But I mean, Ben was awesome about it in terms of calling me right away and kind of explaining the decision. And, you know, from there, you're just all on board on it and you kind of understand their vision. And, you know, you understand that there's going to be areas where we complement each other. And then there's obviously, just like in any position room, there's going to be areas where we compete for things, you know, and that's football and that's how it should be. So I'm excited about it. And I'm excited, you know, to not only push him and then for him to push me, and we're going to make each other better. And, you know, I think the goal with it is to, you know, become the best 12 tandem in the league and see where we can take it from there.
A best 12 personnel tandem in the league is cool. I love that Ben Johnson called him right away and said, hey, man, we're taking a tight end, but don't freak out. This is why. And they had the conversation.
Yeah, and it's going to be I think they play two different positions. I think that's why they got him. And it's similar, and I'm glad that we've had the sound from Greg and then having Des Clark on, where that's kind of where we're at with this.
And he's said that Jimmy Graham was towards the end of his career. That's not where I am. Like, he's young to be asked to do this.
Yeah, but what is he? This will be year
five?
Five or six for Cole?
Drafted in 20, right?
Yeah, so this is year six for Cole Kmet.
Five, so, right? Well, maybe it is six. And same as Jalen.
20, 21, 22, 23, 24. This will be year six.
This will be year six. That's excellent math by you.
I do what I can. I'm not very good at math.
I'm glad they paired us together. I mean, I'm glad.
To be fair, I'm not really good at math.
This is the type of, you know, you guys butting heads, the people like it. You know? When you guys get into it about stuff like that.
About math?
You're five. You're five. It's duck season.
I could see awful announcing aggregating it right now.
Texters are saying, by the way, on the DJ Moore, they heard it differently than I did, that the body language comment was about it happening once at training camp. I don't know if you guys heard it that way. I heard it as it happened once last year. Several texters say what they heard it as was it happened once at camp, and DJ perhaps was called out by Ben Johnson, and now he's not going to do it anymore because Ben told them what to do. I could see that. I could see that being the case because we heard.
I would have hoped that would have been something that would have been addressed
before the season even began.
If it was addressed with the quarterback, then it should be addressed with the wide receiver too.
Well, yeah, but I don't know how much chance Ben had to. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm cool with it being addressed publicly in front of everybody. I'm certainly cool with that if that's the way it went down.
Last week about what he has said to you about body language. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the discussions you guys had about it?
Just don't do it. Just keep it inside. We talk about it later, and just don't put it on film. Don't put it on TV, so you guys can't run with it. So that's how it is.
How does that show up during the spring, though, when there aren't games, there aren't cameras and all of that? Like, how is body language being emphasized in the practice field?
Be honest right now, and then we ain't going to talk about it. I did it once, and then we nipped it in the butt, and it's never happened again.
All right, so
textures are right.
Textures are correct.
And it's nip it in the bud. I don't want anyone to then follow up and ask DJ if it pleases him.
No. Well, if you nip it in the butt, that'd be what? Like if there's a hemorrhoid situation, sometimes the doctors have to go in there and
ingrown
nip
hair. You know, boogie in the butt.
Boogie in the butt, boogie in your butt. Boogie.
So, textures, good call by you.
Hey, man, I don't want no boogie in nobody's butt.
That's right. Boogie in the butt.
Put a tin can in your butt. Put a little tiny man in your butt. Put an elevator in your butt. Put a big shaver in your butt.
I can't believe that you remember all of the lines from that.
That, it owned me. That record, Eddie Murphy, it's comedian, right? That was the record with him wearing no shirt with the red bow tie?
Yes.
Oh, that entire album just owned me. Hey, man, I don't want to put no boogie in nobody's butt.
I don't want to do that.
I had that whole thing down. But no, textures are right. That's a good catch by them because the question from Courtney Cronin was about present tense. How does that manifest in the spring? And he answered and said, I'll be honest. I did it once and we're not going to do it again.
I kind of don't like that it happened.
I do. Do you know what it's like, Lawrence? It's like when you know Matt Shaw's swing is a problem, to your point, because you argued this and I disagreed, but you know the swing is a problem, but you need to see him fail at the big leagues?
Like maybe they saw it on tape and they were like, just you wait until we see it in a practice. It'll be addressed.
Let's wait until we see it in a practice, and then we can tell him then.
We won't be mad at him for what happened that happened before, but we can use it as an opportunity to...
Yeah, because some of the stuff that was happening before, if he was bitter or grumpy or if it was weird, that doesn't matter to them anymore. What matters is right now. So as soon as they saw it, they did it. I'm kind of down with it.
Man, we're done?
That's it.
Okay. That's fine, because there is Cubs baseball that's coming up. Thanks to everyone who was on today's show.
It's too bad. It feels like the show could have done a lot more, but it got nipped in the butt. You know what I mean?
Yes, and boogied in the butt. Nico Horner was great. You should use the Odyssey app and use the rewind function and go listen to that. Or you can use the Odyssey app and the rewind function to go check out the incredible interview that we did with Cam Buckner. Or you can use the rewind function in the Odyssey app to go check out the 30 minutes of mania from our guy, Jeremy Piven.
It's well described. I think people should skip the ball game and just rewind and listen to our show.
No, don't skip the ball game. The Cubs have been gone for a little bit. That's true. You need your Cubs fix.
That's true.
For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I am Lawrence Holmes saying, Brian Bannister is going to be on the show. We need to talk to him, especially considering that Jonathan Cannon is now on the IL.
Yeah, and the whole thing, like, there are some positives on the White Sox thing. You guys don't believe me that the organization has begun to turn a corner.
Well, it feels like when they turn that corner, someone hit him with a pie. So we can talk to Brian Bannister about all of that stuff.
It's Max Patkin.
You can ask him all about that and much, much more. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow at 2:00. Cubs baseball is next.
But I got to let you go, Maddie. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do here.
You're good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.